welcome to Thriving as a Physician, the podcast that teaches you to thrive in your weight loss and life while juggling a packed physician schedule, because you deserve to thrive. Each week, I share sustainable, enjoyable tools that work in your busy life so that you can reach all of your goals faster with more confidence. Everything in this podcast is backed by my experience as an obesity medicine physician, years of coaching physicians on weight loss and eating, and my own personal weight loss journey. Let's get thriving. This podcast contains general educational information on weight loss for physicians. I am not providing medical advice, and listening to this podcast does not create a physician-patient relationship. This podcast does not replace the need for consultation with a licensed professional, and no information should be relied upon unless you have obtained specific advice or treatment from myself or another physician. Please review the terms and conditions located at www.weightsolutionsforphysicians.ca before continuing. Welcome to episode 287 of the Thriving as a Physician podcast. I'm your host, Siobhan Key. Thank you for taking the time to join me. Okay, today's episode is a little bit different because what I'm coming on to say is life is really tough right now in my life. It's busy because of changes to family health. And you can learn more listening to last week's podcast if you want. But I've decided to, rather than push myself and continue to focus on having to get the podcast done every single week, to give myself permission that I may not be super consistent with the podcast as we work through this. And I wanted you guys to know that I'm not just disappearing. I'm doing this intentionally. And I also wanted to share it with you because I know as a physician, it is so hard for us to say, actually, I'm cutting back right now. We stay working. We keep pushing ourselves really, really well. We're really good at that. And it's easy. Sometimes it's easier. It feels easier to keep going, to keep pushing. And learning how to give ourselves grace when we need it, when we have human stuff going on in our life that just needs space and time is hard. And I could feel myself as I was thinking through this last week of like, okay, I got to find time to get that next podcast episode recorded and kind of make sure I get the blog post done. Because putting this podcast out every week does take a good chunk of time in the week. I could feel myself being stressed about it. And that's when I decided, you know what? I trust all of you listeners to be here and to listen when I'm able to release these. I don't know how long our life is going to be disrupted for, but I am giving myself permission to have one less thing on my list to worry about. And if you find yourself really stressing about all sorts of stuff, or if you're going through something hard, if you're burnt out, if you're dealing with family stresses or personal health stresses, I encourage you to find something you can give up. One thing, at least, that you can just be like, I'm just not going to worry about that. I'm not going to put the energy into worrying about that. Give yourself that gift. I think it's so cruel to ourselves how we just tell ourselves we have to keep going no matter what. We have to keep showing up for everybody no matter what, even at the expense of ourselves. And we can bring that around to eating and weight, because when you're living your life like that and when you're going through something tough and really pushing yourself, of course you're not going to have time to like be making healthy meals. Of course the other food is going to feel more attractive. Of course there's going to be days where you're like, I just don't have the energy to care about what I'm eating. And it can be this big cycle, right? Where then you feel bad because you were doing so well before this and now your eating's changed, and it just becomes this big snowball. And so I think what we all can practice, the skill we probably all need to work on, myself included, is how do we give ourselves permission to slow down? How do we give ourselves permission to say, no, I can't do that. I need time, even when that time is doing nothing. How can we learn to value the time of doing nothing, the rest, the replenishment? It wasn't taught to us in med school. And so I think we end up in these positions, and plus just society and what generally is expected of somebody to do in their days. It all feeds to this life of always going, always trying, always pushing. And sometimes I think we have to just say, no, I don't want to do that right now. Or I can't. Or I deserve to not push myself right now. Think about it. And, you know, if you're going through something, I hope that that helps. Now, since I don't 100% know when I'll record another podcast, I will do my best to get one to you guys when I'm able to without stressing myself out. But here's what you can do to still get help. You are not on your own. I am still here. There's lots of opportunity to get support and to help keep your mind focused on really working on creating peace around food, managing your weight in a sustainable way that you're confident you can do for the rest of your life that actually feels good. And the best ways to get that support, number one is, this is episode 287. There are a lot of episodes on this podcast. Now, even if you are a super fan, thank you if you are, and you've listened to every single episode, take this opportunity to go back and re-listen to some of the episodes. Even if you've listened to it once, even if you've listened to it twice, you will take away different information from episodes listening to it now compared to when you listened to when it first came out. And that's a beauty. We interpret things like podcasts like this, depending on what's going on in our life, what we're working on. You will hear things differently. And that can be a really good thing. So go back, listen to episodes that you've loved, listen to episodes that have topics that you're dealing with currently. If you haven't listened to all the episodes, now's your opportunity. Go back and start to listen to some of the archives. If you really want to laugh, listen to the very first ones and hear my, like, as the children would say, cringy start to podcasting. I can't make myself go listen to them. Funny story is if you listen to those first episodes, I was so nervous recording those episodes that my mouth would go like bone dry, and you can hear it in those first early episodes because I had like no moisture left in my mouth. That's how nervous I was about recording. So if you want to laugh while I'm taking a bit of a break, go back and listen to those. Also, I'm still here. We're still running the free Facebook group. That's called the Thriving as a Physician Facebook group. If you're a physician and you're not a member of that, come join us. There's regular posts just to motivate, to give tips. I try to go in live. Again, I might not be doing that much right now, but there's previous recordings of lives I've done on important topics. So there's a lot of support in there. Plus, it's a community of women physicians that are all working on the same thing. So if you're struggling with something and you just want support, you can go post in there and ask for support from the community and from me. The other piece is you're helping physicians every day inside Thrive Academy. So working from a coaching standpoint on helping physicians go from being like, why the heck can't I eat healthy? And why is eating healthy so freaking hard in the context of working as a physician? And so we're coaching. So even if I'm not doing regular podcasts, if you're really struggling and you are at the point where you're like, okay, I just want help. I don't want to struggle with this for the rest of my life. I want to learn the skills so that this can be something I take off my to-do list. The eating and weight can be something where I'm like, that's handled. I know how to manage it. I've got confidence I can manage it. And still love your life without always feeling like you're on a diet. If you are ready for that, head over to my website and click on the Work With Me tab. So my website is weightsolutionsforphysicians.ca. You can fill out an application on the Work With Me tab. Let me know what's going on, and then we'd set up a time to just chat. So I'm still happy to do that, happy to help you out. I want to be here if you're really struggling. Because I know how hard it is, and you deserve an easier path. You deserve to actually really enjoy the food you eat, to feel comfortable around food, no matter what food environment you're in. And you deserve to not have to feel bad about your eating anymore, to take away all the shaming and the tough love that we've been taught to do and replace it with tools and techniques that actually work in the context of your busy day. So if you want help, I'm here. Now, what would I suggest you focus on? If you're struggling with your eating and weight, what are some takeaway points that you can focus on until I have time to record another podcast episode? You know, I think the biggest thing that I've been thinking about lately, and one of the biggest things that I work on with physicians inside Thrive Academy, is kindness, that self-compassion piece. I was just at a Canadian Women in Medicine leadership conference last weekend, and one of the speakers was talking a lot about self-compassion. And research-wise, we as physicians have some of the lowest levels of self-compassion. And I would imagine, I don't think it's been researched, but if we looked at our self-compassion as it relates to our eating or other health habits, it's probably even lower. And man, it's just a waste of energy in our lives. And that being distracted by feeling bad about yourself in relation to your body, in relation to your eating, feeling guilty that you're not being as healthy as you should, all those things that we beat ourselves up about so much, and that just, we're so used to doing it, it sounds like fact. It's a waste of energy. It distracts you from noticing all the amazing things that you're doing every single day. We were talking about this just the other day in one of the coaching calls, about every single day you do amazing stuff. And how often do you spend telling yourself what an amazing job you did? How much time at the end of the day do you spend focusing on the things that you did and the people that you helped and the things that went well, versus how much time do you spend focusing on the things that you think you didn't quite do well enough? The eating choice that you don't think the right one, right? And the way we have been taught to think about this and the way our brains naturally deviate or focus on the negative, it's a distraction, and it makes you live your life thinking you're not enough, and you are more than enough. Even if it doesn't feel like it right now, I can see it in you. I know, even if I've never met you, you are more than enough. You do amazing stuff every day, and I think we have to start giving ourselves the grace to notice that. And so one thing you can work on, this is what we were talking about in the coaching call the other day, is just intentionally work on, what were my successes today? What went well? Another version is, what am I proud of today? But finish your days telling yourself a story about what went well and what you're proud of and the things that you did or didn't do, because we can be proud of resting. I want to point that out. This is not a technique to make sure you are doing enough. Resting and not doing is actually something you could be very proud of, because it does not come naturally. It is not always easy. So just making a note of, like, I'm proud that I did this. I'm really proud. Right now, I am proud of myself that I am saying, you know what? I can trust that you guys are all going to be here. I can trust that all those past episodes of the podcast will help you while I'm just getting through a tough time in my own life. I'm really proud of myself for that. I think, you know, maybe a year or two ago, I don't think I would have been able to do that. I would have just kept going and going. Focus on your successes. Even when it comes to eating, even on a day where you think you messed it right the fuck up, where you're like, that went sideways. I don't even know how to get back. If you look at those days, there will be moments of success. It was not all a loss. It feels like it's a loss because that's the only story our brain is looking to tell you. And if we just intentionally be like, okay, yeah, I made some choices that didn't help me with my move towards my goal, maybe didn't help me feel my best, but what things actually did work? What were the good things? And in the context of binge eating, that, you know, because sometimes this really comes up with binge eating is, oh, well, I had a binge. And in your brain, all binges are created equal. It's like either I don't binge or I have a binge. But the reality is, you can binge and still be extremely successful. You can have a binge and when you look back on it, realize that that binge was actually a success. And the things that you may notice is, okay, I had a binge, but actually it's been like a few weeks since my last one, and that's longer than I usually go. That means that binge was a success. You can have it and you're like, okay, yeah, no, that was a binge, but you know what? Normally I would have kept eating and I stopped myself a bit earlier. That was a success. You could have a binge and be like, normally I would have eaten like really unhealthy food that made myself feel bad. And yeah, I ate more and felt out of control, but I had some healthier options in there. That would be a success. You could have a binge and then the next morning be like, okay, I'm not going to beat myself up about it. I'm just going to get back to my normal. I'm going to focus on how do I support myself? How do I make sure I'm satisfied with my food today? That would be a success. There are opportunities for success everywhere. Even when you think about it, like if you feel totally out of control around food right now, there are moments where you don't actually. And the example I always use is, right, like for some people, when they leave the office or leave the hospital, driving past like a convenience store is hard. And they feel compelled to go in and buy chips or some sort of snack. And they feel really out of control and feel that they can't not stop in there. But the reality is, there's probably actually lots of times we drive past a convenience store and don't go in, which would be successes, right? Like if this isn't really my issue. This is one from other physicians, but you know, if you're driving to work in the morning and you pass a convenience store, most days you probably aren't stopping to get chips before you go to work. If you are, no shame at all. I'm not using this example to make you feel bad about yourself at all. But the majority of us, it's not the food that makes you totally out of control. It's the food plus the context that you're exposed to the trigger in. So the context in the morning is you're fairly generally refreshed if you haven't been on call, heading into work. The context in the evening when you've left work is you may not have taken any breaks that day. You may be exhausted. You may be thinking about all the stuff you have to do at home when you get home, thinking about maybe notes you have to do. And so you have a context of stress, and then you see the sign for the convenience store, and then it feels compelling. And so again, focusing on where is the success? Yeah, you know, if you're like, oh, okay, I ended up going to the convenience store again today after work. Okay, but were there other times I didn't? Those are successes. The more we focus on the success, the more you amplify that. That's why this is really important. You feel better. That's really important, and you deserve to feel better, but you amplify what is working. So be kind to yourself. If you don't do anything else, just be kind to yourself. You deserve to be kind to yourself. You deserve to see your successes. There is no amount of food you could eat. There is no number on the scale. There is no clothing size or tightness of your clothing that makes you not deserve to be kind to yourself. There is no situation that makes tough love and berating yourself the right answer. Ever, 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 ever. Be kind to yourself. You deserve it. You really do. Other things to focus on is I would also just be really curious. If we're working on the be kind to ourselves, then that opens up the opportunity to be curious. Again, our brain likes to put blanket statements over stuff like, oh, I just can't be around that food. I always have an issue with that food. I always eat in the evenings. And when we're using blanket statements, it's really hard to actually create change. Because then you're just trying to be like, okay, I can't eat in the evenings. And that doesn't really give you a toehold to make meaningful change, right? Instead, if we can be like, okay, I would like to work on my eating in the evenings. Let me be curious about exactly what it is that's going on there. And it might be that, you know, I like say it's a classic, you do all right and then the kids are in bed and then you just feel like you have so many cravings and you start snacking. That might be a better place to focus of like, okay, I'm going to work on that moment in my evenings where I'm transitioning from the kids going to bed and before those cravings to start getting snacks happen. What could I do there that might change the cravings? What is really happening there? Why is it that I have so many cravings there. Getting curious and being more specific helps you get a toehold. And then if you start making changes there, the evening one, just to give you a spoiler alert or a head start in your own curiosity, is most likely you need a break. You're exhausted and you're hitting the end and the kids are finally in bed and your brain's like, oh my God, we need a break. Let's go sit on the couch and have a snack. I totally used to do that. It used to be kids in bed. Oh my gosh, I can finally go pop a giant thing of popcorn and just sit and zone out and veg and eat it. And in that setting, it really isn't the food. Like for me, it wasn't the popcorn. That was my only break in my entire day. So if that's you, sometimes the things to think about, what could I do, would be, how can I give myself breaks during the day? What times of my day could I insert a little break so that I'm not so desperate for a break once the kids are in bed that I feel really out of control around the food? So think about that. Kindness, curiosity, then let's add one more in there to give you another little boost for the foreseeable future, is experience focused. We do shitty ass stuff to ourselves in order to lose weight, and we accept it. We assume, well, that's what you got to do to be successful. It is not okay. We deserve better. And just because that's the way we've been taught to do it does not mean we should keep doing it. And when you think about it, the way we've been taught to lose weight, diets, restriction, has been researched a fair bit, and it doesn't work. So let's do it differently. I think anytime you're wanting to make changes, if you see a problem in your life and you're like, oh, I got to work on that, your next question should be, what do I want my experience to be as I work on that? So if you're like, oh God, my pants are getting tighter, I need to lose some weight, it should not be, I will do whatever it takes to make these pants looser. Because what will happen is you will end up doing restrictive stuff you don't want to do that you can't maintain. Your pants will start to get looser, and as soon as they're not tight anymore, you will lose motivation and you will feel like you're caught in a constant cycle. You've been there, right? I imagine I'm describing something that most of you listening have been through. Instead, what we need to be is, okay, my pants are getting tighter. I don't want my pants to be tight. I want to work on this. But what experience do I want to have as I'm working on losing weight? Do I want to feel restricted? Yeah, totally. You can choose that if that's what you want. I'm assuming most people don't. Or do I want to figure out how to make these pants looser while enjoying myself, while feeling relaxed about food, while feeling positive about my ability to continue? Whatever experience you want to have, while feeling like it's easy would be another one. Then you can start looking at, okay, what's going to work for me to help lose weight, but also create this experience I want? So for me, one of my big experience things is I have to enjoy my food. If I don't enjoy my food, I don't follow it. And I start finding enjoyable food, which isn't always the healthiest for me. So when I was like, okay, I really want to just lose this weight and keep it off, but I realize I want to enjoy my food. What that means then is when I'm meal planning, when I'm looking at different recipes, when I was originally thinking, you know, what style of eating would work, when we travel, when we're going to friends, all of my thoughts are, what is going to work for my body and also taste really good? And that ended up where I've been able to develop a way of eating that's fairly low carb, but also that I really enjoy. So I do not feel restricted. I don't feel deprived. And because I'm eating in a way I really enjoy and I don't feel restricted and I don't feel deprived, that's what's made it sustainable. That's what makes it so I can be around people eating all sorts of carby stuff and be like, I'm totally fine. I don't need that because I'm enjoying this food that I'm eating. So thinking, do yourself a favor. Don't just do things to lose weight at any cost. It's not fair to you. It really isn't. You deserve far, far more. Think about, what experience do I want to have? And then let your brain go to work solving it. Now, I know there is an allure to the, oh, just follow this diet, you'll be great, you'll lose weight. And it just feels simple, and our brain's like, finally, somebody gave me the answer I've been looking for all this time. There's an allure to that. It feels good. I remember actually saying that the first time somebody said, oh, just eat low carb, just don't ever have bread again, don't have any rice or any of this stuff. I remember thinking, oh, finally, like somebody just told me what to do. It's so nice to have somebody tell me what to do. And that lasted about 3 to 4 weeks. And then all of a sudden I'm like, I don't want somebody to tell me what to do. Who's she to know when I can eat bread and when I can't eat bread, right? Like the allure is temporary. It feels good in the moment. But if that nice, simple advice saying, oh, just do this, it'll be simple, doesn't actually match up with your preferences in your life, it's not going to last. And the biggest problem with that is, who takes the blame when it doesn't? Do you say, well, that was a shitty diet, it was all their fault that it didn't last? Not usually. It's usually you that takes the blame. And that's why I don't think we should do it. I think we have enough things we're juggling in our lives that we shouldn't be taking blame for restrictive diets not working for us. It makes sense they don't work. No matter what you've struggled with your eating and weight, it makes complete sense. And if you can't see the sense in it, well, you know, fill out one of those applications so you and I can talk, because I can show you how it makes sense. I've worked with so many physicians. All of our eating and weight struggles make complete sense. And when you realize it makes sense, again, that just makes it easier to actually create solutions that work for you, because you can look at it and be like, okay, if it makes sense that I eat this way, that I struggle in this way because of these factors, how do I address those factors? Those are the real reasons why I'm struggling. And the diet is just like trying to wallpaper over it, which doesn't work. How do we address those factors? And that's what I tried to do for you guys in this podcast, and why I think while you're waiting for me to release new episodes, go back and listen to some of the other ones. Listen to old ones. Go like every day in the car, listen to a new episode. Constantly drip it into your brain so that you start to create change, not just like at the surface level, but in the core beliefs of how managing your weight and your eating should look. Because we have constantly had diet culture dripped into us for our entire lives. From, you know, early ages, when you would have started watching TV when you were a kid, you would have been being exposed to diet culture. Like, there were constantly ads for things like Jenny Craig and all that sort of stuff, right? You may have seen your parents do it, or your other people around you dieting and talking about losing weight. It's been dripped in. If we want to do it differently, if we want to get out of this cycle that we know doesn't work, we have to really drip in the new way of thinking, new beliefs that actually serve us. Doesn't mean you have to work hard. And I think that's a really important thing. What I was actually going to be doing this month for you guys and for the people on my email list was doing some free resources about letting weight loss be easy, taking the heart out of the weight loss. And I'll have to put a pause on that, and I'll still come to it and we'll do it later. But it really, changing how you're thinking about your weight, changing how you're thinking about your eating, working on those core drivers does not have to be hard. Right now, you are probably working too hard on trying to control your eating and weight. And when you have better tools, when you start working at it at a foundational level, instead of just trying another diet, just trying to hold yourself to what you think you should be eating, then you can put less effort in. And the relief of that is really big. So when I'm talking about like listening to podcasts every day on the way to work, so you're dripping in these ideas, it's not work. And the beauty of it is, it will start having impact on your eating, meaning you won't be working as hard on your eating. So investing a little bit of time in just listening, just thinking, just refocusing your mind on where you're wanting to go, on the kindness, on the focusing on experience, on the curiosity, Just refocusing your brain on some of those, celebrating your successes. It's not work. It's not hard. And ultimately, the result will be that you're not putting as much effort into your weight and your eating, and yet you're seeing way more changes. I love it when people inside Thrive Academy say, like, my eating's totally changed. I was in this food situation that I would normally feel really out of control with, and it just didn't bother me. I just didn't actually want the other food. Or I gave myself permission. One of the members of Thrive Academy, when I very first met her, was very skeptical that she could ever feel in control around ice cream. It was her biggest thing, that if it was in the house, it got eaten, right? Like, lots of you, I'm sure, can agree with that. And she's been working on it during this time. And then she said the other day, she went to the grocery store with the intent of buying ice cream. And part of how we've been working on it for her is making, like, ice cream's not a off-limits food. It's not, you don't have to worry that you never get ice cream. You can have it when you want it. And so she plans to have it, and that's given her a whole lot more control over the ice cream. And so she went to the grocery store to buy the ice cream, and she's like, oh, I don't actually want to buy ice cream today. She had given herself full permission to buy it and just stood in front of the ice cream thing and was like, yeah, I just don't need it today. I'll buy it another day if I want it. That's the type of difference we're talking about, where it's not more work. It's not harder. It's a complete shift on how your brain interacts with these foods. And that's the work that I do, and why I love it so much. Because when we really actually take the diets out, take the restriction, take all the shitty stuff out, we can really start to create true changes, not just on can you follow an eating plan, but on how your brain relates to food, how your experience is around different foods in different food environments. And when we make those changes, it's changes that last. That's what we're working on here. So work on the tips I've given you. Listen to the old episodes. I would also really, really appreciate it if you share this podcast with friends, or if you leave a review, just to help support the podcast in the Apple algorithm and stuff while I'm not releasing new episodes. I would really, really appreciate that. It'll help support the podcast during a tough time when I can't put as much energy into it. And listen to the old episodes. Focus on kindness to yourself. Focus on finding all your successes and celebrating them. Be curious where you see yourself struggle, and lead with what experience you want to have, because you deserve to actually have those experiences, and they are 100% possible. You absolutely can reach any goal having the experience that you want to have in it. We just need to approach it a little bit differently than how we've been taught. Okay, any questions, any thoughts? I'm here. You can still email me, info@weightsolutionsforphysicians.ca. Come join us in the free group. That's Thriving as a Physician Facebook group. You need to be a physician to join that. And so answer the questions and then I'll let you in, and you have access to a bunch more resources there. And like I said, if you were at a point where you're like, yeah, I'm ready to do this differently, like if that ice cream story described you and you want to live a life where you can interact with ice cream without working on it and without being controlled by it, we absolutely can do that. And I am here to help. So head over to my website, weightsolutionsforphysicians.ca, click on the Work With Me tab, fill out an application, and we'll chat. All right. I don't know when I'll release the next episode. I will have one out to you guys as soon as I'm able to, but I'm looking forward to a little bit of space with one last thing that I need to worry about getting done. Now I just have to go finish my notes from this week, because I was not firing on my most efficient ways when I was going through my office this week. But take care. I'll be thinking about you guys. I know you can do this. You have so much potential in you that you may not even be seeing. And if it's hard for you to see, borrow my belief in you. You can do this. You can totally change your eating. You can totally change your weight in whatever way you want. And I'm here to support you with all the resources I've given you in this episode. And I encourage you to use them. Have a fantastic day, guys. We'll talk to you later. Bye.
Welcome to